USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal grand jury is indicting the alleged supermarket shooter in Buffalo, New York. Peyton Gendron will be charged with 14 hate crime violations and 13 firearms offenses connected to the mass shooting at a Tops grocery store in May. Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rise of gas prices. Senior advisor to President Joe Biden, Gene Sperling, explains on Fox News the effort President Biden is taking to keep gas prices lower.
The president is still doing the strategic petroleum reserve release of a million a day. He's encouraging 60 million more from our peers. He is pushing refineries to open up more refinery capacity. He is pushing major gas companies to make sure that when oil prices are down, that is reflected in the pump.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Over the 4th of July weekend, Gadsden County in Florida reported 19 overdoses of fentanyl, 9 of which were fatal. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the amount of fentanyl being smuggled across the border deserves more attention. He also shares with Fox and Friends his reaction to the overdoses in Gadsden.
They had a mass casualty event, you know, two dozen young people contaminated drugs that were used, and they had this massive fentanyl overdose problem over the weekend there. It's a horrifying crisis.
Some 550 women who claim they were assaulted by Uber drivers are suing the ride-hailing service. A lawsuit filed says female passengers in a number of states were kidnapped, sexually assaulted, sexually battered, raped, falsely imprisoned, stalked, harassed, or otherwise attacked by Uber drivers. The company has not responded to the allegations. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Inflation continues to be a hot topic on Capitol Hill. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has a story.
Raising taxes amid a 40-year record high inflation of 9.1% is unjustified because inflation is already a tax increase. That's according to Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa. He was on Newsmax. He says this will hit the middle class especially hard.
We Republicans on the Finance Committee just had a news conference this very day on that subject. And we Republicans were able to show that every cohort, as the IRS divides up into various income brackets, up to $400,000, every bracket below that is going to get some tax increase.
Authorities in southwestern Virginia say everyone is accounted for and there are no deaths after massive flooding hit the area. Over 100 homes sustained damage. Governor Glenn Youngkin declaring a state of emergency after dozens were listed as missing. Two men are pleading guilty to trafficking wildlife from the Democratic Republic of Congo to Seattle. Federal prosecutors say in 2019 the men bought 49 pounds of ivory from the Congo, had it cut into smaller pieces and painted black. The packages were falsely labeled as wood. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.